Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, Social Security is something that all of us are going to deal with. I hope you're going to deal with it at some point. I hope it isn't pulled out from under you. But a lot of people have questions, a lot of people have concerns about the system. Very happy to welcome in 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer from Battle Creek. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Great, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Well, talk about this senior forum on Social Security that is tomorrow at the Days Inn on Saginaw in Lansing.
Yes, I'll be there at 9 o'clock, and we're going to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Social Security, and I'll be joined by the second largest senior advocacy group in the country, the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. They're there to support me and support the promise of Social Security. And I mean that very literally. When this was passed, it was signed into law by President Roosevelt, FDR, August 14th, 1935. It was a promise. It was commonplace for the elderly to be living in poverty. This was a promise that no senior citizen would have to live in poverty. And I'll tell you, it is under threat. George W. Bush wanted to privatize Social Security through these private accounts that would be managed on Wall Street. Imagine how that would work out, especially given the Wall Street meltdown year and a half ago.
No, thank you.
And Tim Walberg wants to continue that, wants that same kind of policy. He's been very clear about it. He calls Social Security socialism. He calls it a Ponzi scheme. And I'm going to be very clear tomorrow to seniors or those that are planning on having that Social Security when they retire that it is a promise that I will make sure that every penny of their Social Security is there. And, Jack, one more thing. 6 in 10 seniors rely on Social Security as their primary source of income. So it is very, very important. It is something that we should be able to depend on, and hopefully most people will have another retirement or a 401k to fall back on. But this is a promise, is a guarantee, and I'm going to make it clear there tomorrow in Lansing, and then I'll be in Adrian later in the afternoon.
Okay.
This is a promise I intend to keep.
7th District Congressman Mark Schauer, our guest on Ebling and You, talking about this public forum to discuss all Social Security issues. That is tomorrow, 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Days Inn, 7711 Saginaw Highway, West Lansing, celebrating the 75th anniversary of Social Security. Mark, I was told last week that the two most meaningful acts this government has performed from a social perspective were the freeing of the slaves and the establishment of Social Security.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Those are pretty big. Those are pretty big. But you know, they're both about human dignity. And look, I was blessed to be raised in, you know, a small town. I grew up in Howell and had three very loving, nurturing grandparents that lived in the same town. You know, I learned to respect my elders. I learned to honor my elders. And, you know, in America, people, I think, feel in their core that one of our American values should be if you play by the rules and you pay into, in this case, Social Security, it ought to be there. And, I'm running for Congress, you know that. My opponent, Tim Walberg, just has a very different set of values. And it's one
You don't
where,
think he'll be showing up at this forum, huh?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he would be very popular at this forum. And, you know, he has openly said that he thinks that people's Social Security taxes should be diverted into Wall Street accounts.
Right.
And, you know, look, this is intended to be a foundation for retirement and dignity, not something that should be gambled away on Wall Street. And my gosh, if Wall Street was managing Social Security, it would have been a disaster. And you know, when I talk about the promise of Social Security, I mean it. Not a payment has been missed. Social Security will have to be strengthened from time to time. Mm-hmm. In our history, it's had to be strengthened. But I will not do it in a way that cuts benefits, cuts payments, or touches a penny of people's Social Security benefits right. That they've paid into.
7th District Congressman Mark Schauer, our guest, and we are going to have former Congressman Tim Walberg on this show very soon. And Mark, you and I have talked about this before, but I really hope before the election, then we can get the two of you in here together for a discussion of issues. That's all right with you, isn't it?
I'd like that, absolutely. And I'd like to hear his answer on your show, and then when we're together, on his statements on Social Security and how they match up. You know, he also supports a plan. He said it very openly. One of my colleagues, a Republican colleague, Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, wants to radically change Medicare. You know, that's another promise that was made to the elderly, that they should not go without health care. And they want to change that in a way that is no longer a guarantee. I think these guys are wrong. Jack,
well, we will have a chance to talk with Tim very soon, we hope next week, and then we will try to establish something where the two of you can have an open, honest exchange of views here in the studio.
Good. I think the public deserves that. You know, there are many big, big differences, and
right.
Our positions on Social Security and Medicare are one of the biggest.
We want to remind everyone that is tomorrow, 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Days Inn Conference Room, 7711 Saginaw Highway, in Lansing. Mark, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hey, have a great night. Hope to see everybody tomorrow.
All right. We'll be back with Hour 2. Coming up, is your home safe from invasion? We're going to tell you how to make it that way. Coming up on Ebling and You.